What's up, D fam and you listeners? Welcome back to the greatest podcast in the world, coming to you from Houston, Texas and Louisville, Kentucky. It's the motherfucking Weekly D podcast. I'm your host, Danny G, and this is the best fucking co-host in the podcasting game, Mr. Sheeb himself, Kyle Austin.
Woo! I'm ready to be here. I am pumped. I am happy. I am excited.
It's good to be back. Back, bitches!
I am glad to be back. It's been a long vacation, but I kind of want to go on another vacation.
Yeah, dude, vacations are nice. Sense. Vacations are nice. You need a vacation from the vacation.
Sometimes you just have so much shit, right, that you're doing on a daily when you go on vacation that exactly. You don't have time to actually relax.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like in the U.S. we should have a vacation for the vacation. Like, you take one.
I'm not against this. I think this is a great idea, if I'm being honest.
I think
so
too. I mean, what was it? New Zealand or somewhere over there? They cut their work week to 4 days a week in there.
Europe in general has really good holidays. They have a shit ton of holidays.
Bro, that's like, what we need. We work too damn hard here to be broke and not enjoy vacation.
That's partly our fault, though, for what do you call it? Continuing to allow us to work hard. Like, we allow ourselves to burn out.
Yeah. That is true.
With Americans, we have it culturally in our systems to be like, work till you die, work till you die. Live the American dream, right?
No, I'm a pass on the dying part.
I'm going to do my best. I mean, we're all going to get there eventually, but...
I'll need some later, right? That's the only thing that's literally guaranteed in life, is you're going to die someday.
100%. Well, this got dark really fast. Welcome back to the Weekly Podcast. Of course, as you heard, we're your hosts, Kyle Austin and Danny G, and we are officially back and ready to get things started. Dude, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Oh, yeah. God, I've been up to a lot, buddy. I've been up to a whole lot and a whole lot of nothing. Let me tell you real quick. One, I blew out my knee the other day at the beach. I went to Galveston. You know, Galveston water is not like Florida water. I got used to Florida water. It was real nice and clear, and you can see where you're stepping. Galveston, not so much. And it was a little rough. And my big dumbass stepped in a big ass hole underwater. And I think I hyperextended my knee. Ooh. So, yeah, that's been fun to deal with.
That's not fun at all.
I went to the beach. I've been doing a little behind the scenes podcasting stuff, you know. We talked about it a little bit earlier. It's a secret, though. We're going to keep it on the hush mode.
Super secret podcast secret.
Yeah, when it comes out though, you're gonna be like, what, they actually did that?
Yeah, it's really amazing and dumb at the same time, but in the best way.
That's what the Weekly Knee is all about, baby.
Dude, I'm sorry about your knee. That fucking blows,
bro. You're telling me, you know what sucks is like when you do shit like that, you don't feel it till the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day just happened to be a day I had to go to work, so it's been rough.
And you work, like, I'm sure, like, with being a diesel mechanic, right, you have to get up, over, under, all over, like, you're literally all over that equipment.
Driving equipment that has a clutch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's consistently banging knee. Your knee against, like...
It's my clutch knee. That's the worst part. It literally pops every time I engage the clutch. Like, the first tractor I hopped on today, I engaged it, and I was like, oh, that was a weird pop. And then I realized it was my fucking knee. But yeah, so jeez, I'm dealing with that. What else did I do this weekend? I played video games for the first time in 6 months. Got my first one on Apex. I was proud of myself.
Fuck yeah. Nice.
I'm so fucking proud of myself. The only reason I started playing Apex, by the way, is because I saw Blake playing it all the time on the Accidental
Chaos. Blake plays it all the time.
Stream. But yeah.
At Accidental Chaos 69 on Twitch.
Yes, sir. Besides that and playing tabletop games, I've been having a great time.
Hell yeah. What tabletops have you been playing?
So Noelia, my wonderful fiance, she used to work for a tabletop company, and she went to some convention like years ago when she worked for the company, and she has a bunch of tabletop games that she bought at the convention. So we've been playing Dead of Winter, which is a really fun zombie survival game.
That sounds like a blast.
She has a battle arena one. She has a lot of cool fucking games, I'm not gonna lie. I'll be nerdy now and playing them.
Oh, dude, I fully immersed being a dork at this point.
Yeah,
like it's at this point I'm I am who I am. Like, I'm too old to worry about what other people think. Exactly. I'm just like, fuck it. I like what I like, and if you don't like that, suck my dick, I guess. I don't know. Exactly. What you want me to do?
Wise words from Papa Kyle.
Honestly, bro. But yeah, in terms of our weekend, yeah. So like I was saying, like, I did go on vacation. It was pretty fun. We went to the Smoky Mountains half the week, and then the remainder of the week we went back to Louisville. But Yvonne, my wife's parents, came in for the first time, as well as my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and my other sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and the kids. And then we basically took them around Louisville. Got to show them, you know, Kentucky. We went to Cincinnati. They got to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken in Kentucky, which is really, ooh, honestly, what they wanted to do. Like, my suegros, that's all they wanted to do. Like,
really?
That's all they wanted to do. They wanted to have Kentucky Fried Chicken in Kentucky.
Is it really a difference?
No. But
no?
Oh. It's like more, you know, the ambiente, right? The
ambiance. I legit thought you were going to be like, yeah, it's the greatest fucking shit in Kentucky.
No, bro. Well, okay. So to be fair. Okay. So this kind of sucks, right? So I lost my... So my debit card actually expired, like, right before this trip started, and then I couldn't find my wife's debit card. And oh, so this no. morning, because I had to go and stay the night with my dog, because he had a really bad anxiety attack from being home alone. Uh-huh. He doesn't usually sleep by himself during the night, but we figured, because we got an Airbnb that was like 20 minutes away, uh-huh, we figured, like, as long as I walk him a couple times and kind of keep him out, take a break with him for like an hour, he'd be okay. Uh-huh. But they came over to go swimming and stuff, and he was really happy to see everyone, and then when we left, he kind of lost it. So I just stayed with him for one night. Uh-huh. And then, little did I know, when I did that, I was sitting in one of the chairs, and her debit card slipped out of my pocket, uh-huh, into like a chair, and I didn't see that. So I was up in the morning going straight there, and I couldn't find it. And so we were looking all over, and her parents were like, don't worry about it. She's like, we still have cash. Uh-huh. And like, so we went and got cash, and I was stressed out the whole time, because I thought maybe I left it at this ice cream place we went to, and mm-hmm, it wasn't there. So I was kind of having a meltdown, and I was super hungry. And then so we eventually stopped at a Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was their opportunity, right? They wanted me to feel better, quote unquote. Really what they wanted was some KFC. So we stopped at KFC, and honestly, that KFC was bomb. Like, the tenders I got were like this thick, juicy, ooh, and they had like, they were like in the original like batter, not the crispy batter. So they had like a really nice flavor to them. They were really good. Everything was tasted like it was hot and like fresh out. So I was really happy with that. Went to Hard Rock Casino though before that, and nice, continued to lose all my money. Went to like three casinos.
You blew some cash, huh?
yeah, we did. But it was fun. Mm-hmm. We had a good time. Like, honestly, like, when you go to a casino, like, you get a specific amount of money that you are willing to you know, top at and you're willing to lose. Mm-hmm. If you walk out with none of it, it's kind of like, you know, popping fireworks, right?
Yep.
You go over there with the expectation, you get to see a nice boom, and that's it. Uh-huh. And every once in a while, you may get some extra fireworks from a friend, right? AKA the slot machines.
Exactly.
Nice. But that was good. And then this week, I played some D&D. With some, ooh, friends of ours. Then we watched Black Widow on Saturday, mm-hmm, at home.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we watched Black Widow. Huh?
Good or bad?
It was good.
Worth the watch?
It was good. My thing with it, I really like it. I thought it was good.
Okay.
But I felt like it was too late. Like, you were putting in like the general consensus of the entire Marvel series. Uh-huh. It fits in between right after Civil War.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so it's like really late. Like, it's not even before the blip. Like, uh-huh, it doesn't, like, even Infinity War hasn't happened yet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, to put that in perspective, yeah, that's kind of like what she's been doing. It basically was just, I won't go into spoilers, but it's solidifying certain things to get it ready for the next phase, you know, the multiverse, gotcha, of madness.
Okay.
All that fun stuff. So,
that's going to be dope.
I'd recommend it because it's good, but it's, uh-huh, kind of like you already know her fate.
Mm-hmm.
And where she ends up, and so it's kind of like,
oh,
yeah, kind of like ruins it a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fun, a lot of action, and mm-hmm, there's a lot of funny scenes. Nice. And then Sunday we went to go. I convinced my wife to go watch Fast and Furious. So we went to the movies.
Oh God,
for the first time.
Family.
Stepped into an AMC for the first time, uh-huh, since before COVID.
Okay.
Which was okay. So first off, Fast 9 being on a Sunday, right, about 5 o'clock,
uh-huh,
seats to ourselves. The entire theater, we had it to ourselves.
Dang.
Yeah, so we got to go in, get popcorn. We had unlimited drinks, AMC. And so we just got to go and enjoy, like, the movie.
Yeah. That sounds like and a great fucking
it's,
time.
It's my wife's favorite series. She loves Fast and Furious.
She loves family, huh?
All about family. She was watching it. She's like, why do I love this series so much? And, like, I don't want to give any... I'm not going to give any spoilers, but there is a part at the end where she legitimately, like, starts, like, sobbing. And I'm just like, really? Like, you're walking out of Fast and Furious 9 sobbing.
I expected after Paul Walker, but anything past that? Really?
You'll see. Just watch it. It's worth watching. It's fun. Oh. It's stupid in the best way, though.
Okay.
Like, it is dumb, but it's also kind of self-aware this time around.
Oh, so they know it's ridiculous now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and that makes me feel better. At least they know it's ridiculous.
It knows it's dumb.
Yeah.
But, like...
It's about time, then.
That's been pretty much it. Then I've been working, today was Monday, right? Uh-huh. So, you know, back to the grind me. And then it's just, you know, it's a 4-day week for me. So I'm off this Friday. Nice. So I have some plans to get the house in order and just like relax and enjoy my day.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise it's just work and getting myself fixed up, ready to go for the next round. Tomorrow we do have a pretty cool interview. Not tomorrow, but day after tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, which it doesn't matter because you're hearing us on a Thursday anyway. So
yeah.
So, face fuck you, I guess.
Fucking, what is it? Spin Zone.
Yeah, we're going to have a really cool interview coming up with an independent artist out of Alabama. He's really dope.
He's dope as fuck.
But we'll keep it a surprise for now, and then we'll throw it out there once the podcast releases.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a great time. Kyle, I'm glad you're back, buddy. I really missed you. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back, too. I hope my friends at Accidental Chaos didn't give you too much, like... Shit.
Oh, you know what happened?
What?
I was so like concussed that day that I let them take over the show.
That was a bad idea.
So
you should. I feel like you should still release that.
I'm gonna release it. I've been listening back to it. I was like, I sound so fucking stupid, but I had a concussion. In my defense.
That's fair. All right. That's fair.
Well, are you ready to get the show rolling, buddy?
Yeah,
this rolling? All right, let's get into Kyle's Crypto Watch.
Ding, 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 ding.
So tell us, buddy, this way, right? How the fuck is crypto going? Because every time I look at it, I want to cry a little bit.
It hurts, bro. Honestly, it hurts.
But then I look at my average cost, and then I'm like, oh, I'm all right. I'm still swimming. I'm treading water.
That's kind of how I feel in terms of... So one thing that we have to look into is Catalyst, right? There's multiple things that have kind of caused crypto as a whole to drop. One of the biggest catalysts of that is the drop of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Due to multitude of catalysts that when it comes to environmental, you know, environmental awareness, you know, that's one. Elon Musk being like no longer accepting it for Tesla. For some reason, that was huge and that knocked it down a ton. The U.S. government wanting to put regulations on cryptocurrency, specifically Elizabeth Warren. She's been annoying me lately. And that's pretty much it. And then otherwise, like just standard short squeeze, like not short squeeze, but standard short sellers just kind of dropping the price because they see the eventual. I think it's going to happen. I don't see Bitcoin or any cryptos being in this level for long.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next rise will happen. I just don't know when.
Bro, talking about squeezes, like on Twitter, like a couple weeks ago, or like 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, everyone was like short squeeze a safe moon was trending. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm about to make some money on it. And I was all hype. I kept retweeting that shit and liking everything I saw that said short squeeze safe moon. Never happened.
Bro, that's the thing I want people to understand that are gonna be listening to this, because we have a lot of Twitter listeners on here. When it comes to the Weekly Do podcast, just don't believe Twitter hype. It's all hype.
Bro, I was like, squeeze the shit out of safe food, and nope, never came around.
Most of these influencers have no idea what they're doing, and they're really just doing it for hype. I don't dislike safe moon, right? I own some. but I don't see in the short term it going higher than Doge or any or Bitcoin for that matter or any cryptocurrency.
Same.
I don't know. I realistically don't think SafeMoon will ever hit a dollar.
I don't either.
Let alone a penny. But
I mean, I'm hoping for the penny, bro. I just need.
I want a penny. I would be totally happy with a penny. I just don't think it's gonna happen.
Bro, don't put me down like that.
But nonetheless, I have an issue with a lot of the Binance Smart Chain coins that have been coming out. There's literally thousands of them, and most of them are rug pulls, aka you buy in the developers and a few extra people in the know kind of buy in super low. It bounces up, 1,000%. And then a bunch of people buy at that level, and then they just sell all of it.
Fuck yeah, I'm
leaving you with the bag.
Like I have enough in certain cryptos where I'm just like, just short squeeze one of them. Let me make a couple bucks.
AMC is looking good. It's not a crypto, but
yeah,
AMC theaters.
Did you
like primed?
Did you use your AMC stock as a discount for AMC when you went to it?
If
you get the app. Get the app, register, and say you own the AMC stock, and you get discounts and free shit.
That's good to know. I think you get a free large popcorn, don't you?
Yep. Word of advice for anyone that is a AMC holder that wants to go to the movies.
But yeah, no, crypto right now, I think it's ugly, right? But I'm still buying.
So we're buying the dip? Or
I'm buying the dip. Yeah. I personally am buying the dip. I don't speak for anyone else. I'm not a financial advisor.
Yep.
But I still have faith in quite a few cryptos. There's only a couple that I'm really buying right now, and the other ones I'm just kind of letting them ride out until the next bounce. Okay. But I am purchasing BTT. I am buying Bitcoin and Ethereum, and I do have I have increased my limit on Doge as well.
Gotcha.
I'm also staking Doge right now, so I'm letting it sit.
How do you stake?
Huh?
I need you to teach me how to stake off air. We'll
figure this out off air. It's good. You get interest on your crypto.
Yeah, that's kind of like how to get
a bank account.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Like monthly, I get like 28 Doge a month.
What?
Yeah.
Let me get on that.
It's not a lot, but it's like, dude, it doesn't matter. Bad, right?
If one Doge hits what?
If it's a dollar, it's $28 a month.
Exactly. Like, that ain't bad.
That's a great point.
That could pay my like all my subscriptions to like Hulu and all that shit.
OnlyFans and Pornhub and
bro. Yeah,
I'm done. We're not gonna go. that was just a joke. We're not going further than that. We're saving that for weekly after dark.
But if OnlyFans were to take crypto, do you think they'd make a lot more money?
OnlyFans does take crypto. They just don't take Doge.
Oh shit!
If I'm not mistaken, I think they take Bitcoin and Ethereum, but I don't think they take Doge. There's actually people that have been like that have 100% been like petitioning for it, but it hasn't happened yet.
Bro, I want to know how to buy OnlyFans stock, and then I want to get on one of those board meetings and I'm like, guys, Doge.
I don't think it would ever be on OnlyFans. Like ever become a a stock. As much as it probably would make a ton of money.
Actually, no, it's trying to become a legitimate like media company.
Was the original intent of it was to be a legitimate media company. They just found other ways to make more money.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, are we bullish? Yeah. In the short term, I would say I'm bearish, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
Short term, I don't think it's going up for a little bit, but long term, hell the fuck yeah, I'm bullish. I see this. I still think I'm a future millionaire. I'd like to believe that.
I like to believe too, but I think I'm going to become a millionaire off of podcasting, I'm not going to lie.
Maybe. Stuff in the.
I'm only gonna do things other people aren't. Like, not like the Fire Festival guy who sucked dick to get water, but I'm only gonna do some things.
You know, that's dedication, though. I don't care what anyone says. That's dedication.
Alright, was that it for your crypto watch? Or
yeah, that's
you got
it.
Some you got some more info it. Or no? No?
Okay. That's all I got.
That was the end of Kyle's crypto watch. Alright, moving on. Kyle, since you're back and my dumb ass can't read, as people will know when they listen to the last podcast.
I can't read. I don't even know what I wrote down.
And I wrote all these. That's the worst part. And I've repeated these for many times. But Kyle, if you don't mind, what are you doing is the honors, since I'm a little
You got dyslexic. It, bro. So this next segment is called Pendejo of the Week. Pendejo of the Week is a part of the show where we use listener suggestions and our own searches to find the biggest Pendejo of the Week. If you know someone that deserves to be Pendejo of the Week, send us your suggestion on Twitter using the hashtag POJ and tagging us at the Weekly Pod, at Danny_G951, and at It's That Guy Kyle.
Boom! Perfect. Woo-hoo. See? You make it look like you actually went through high school and passed. funny thing is, we went to the same school and we had the same exact classes. I was like, you were there. We both had honors classes, so I don't know what happened. Don't do drugs, kids. Alright. So our first Pendejo of the Week is American Airlines for banning a fitness model from boarding a flight from Texas to Miami because of how she was dressed, and the airline actually called her offensive for dressing the way she did. Pretty much she wore some booty shorts, but they weren't really booty shorts. She had a jacket over them. But I guess the flight attendant was having one of those days, or the person that checks them in, she was having one of those days at American Airlines, and they didn't let her on.
I've literally been on a flight where somebody stunk. Like, you could smell them from the air, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit on that for, like, 2 hours and smell P.O. And you're gonna ban
a model
for wearing maybe a little bit, maybe too skimpy clothes?
But here's the thing. I saw a picture. I forgot to post the picture on the outline. She did have short denim shorts, but she had a jacket over them.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
And she was wearing a t-shirt.
I mean, honestly, even then, like, I don't think a private company should have any.
Bro,
any
stop say discriminating on, like, against what, women.
Yeah, I should. I don't think anybody should have a say on what women and men, for that matter, can and can't wear.
I mean, there are some discrepancies, right? Like, you can't be butt ass.
I mean,
naked.
Don't be naked, like, and like, I mean, because for one, you know, we got odors, natural odors, right? Mm-hmm. So, not trying to smell nobody's hoo ha.
You know what I mean? But you're saying that, right? But then there's that picture of that lady like 2 weeks ago that got on the airplane with the whole seafood bowl. I don't know if you saw that. Like, she had fucking lobsters, crawfish, etouffee, on these trays, and she's on the airplane eating it. Like, I would be pissed as a passenger.
Because I'd be like, y'all give me some.
Right? I'd be like, y'all can't share?
But some people don't like the smell of seafood.
Yeah, some people are allergic to seafood also. Shellfish.
Yeah, also, yeah, allergic to shellfish. Yeah, so people don't think about this kind of thing.
Selfish?
Like,
selfish
little,
much?
Little selfish, you know, for the shellfish, but whatever.
Yep. All right. So that was one of our Pendejo of the Weeks.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's fucking dumb.
Second Pendejo of the Week goes to yours truly, myself.
Man, that's two times since we've started.
Bro, I'm on a roll. At the end of the year, we're gonna see who won Pendejo of the Week the most often. Pretty sure I'm gonna win.
I've only been on once so far, and that was last year because of that the incident.
The incident? Is that what we're calling it? The incident?
We call it the incident. Chris Bowen never forgets to remind me about that.
I had to mention it when y'all said y'all were gonna play drinking games. I was like, if a TV breaks, it's not my fault.
Dude, not doing it. Can't believe I still broke that TV.
That's fucking
what
hilarious.
Do you want me to do, Yvonne? It fell. Even she laughs at that. Like, she thinks it's funny. God, like,
dude.
In retrospect.
That shit's fucking
hilarious. And then she
thinks
about it. She's like, man. She sits there with the TV that she has in there now. She's like, man, my old TV used to be so awesome.
You know
until
what?
You broke it.
You know what, Kyle? Hold us accountable. When we become successful podcasters and we're making, like, bank off of this shit, we're buying them on a nice, like, 75-inch HD TV. And we're going to mount it on the wall so you can't knock it over.
100%. Somehow I'll break it. I'll just rip it out of the fucking...
If I was going to tell you, go turn it off and your drunk ass is just going to grab it and rip it off the wall. It's off.
Slide.
It falls on you.
What do you want me to do, Yvonne?
All right. So, this happened to me today at work. So, like I said, I have a pretty bad knee injury. Like, I can still walk, but it hurts after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And since I, like I said, it's my clutch knee. It's my driving knee. I was at work, and around lunchtime, my knee got really sore and really swollen. And I was like, fuck, like, I need to put something on it or wrap it up or something. So, I go in our first aid kit at work. I see some ibuprofen. I was like, okay, I'm gonna pop this. You know, maybe it'll help the swelling. And then I see Biofreeze. And it's the aerosol kind. And I was like, perfect. Like, that's, it's like Vicks. It works. So I go to the restroom with the Biofreeze. I drop my pants, but do not remove them all the way. And I proceed to soak my knee with this aerosol spray. Just like all over, just spraying that shit to where it's dripping. My dumb ass didn't think about letting it dry. Okay? So as my leg's still dripping down, I grab my work pants, pick them back up, put them on, and walk out of there, set the Biofreeze down. I walk outside and the breeze hits me. That's when I realized all the fucking Biofreeze that was dripping down my leg, soaked into my pants, and as I pulled my pants up, it came all the way up my leg, all around my hip, down my ass crack, and up my balls. And the reason I realized it was when that breeze hit me, everything fucking puckered.
Did it feel minty fresh?
It was the mintiest.
How freshest. It feels to chew 5 gum.
Oh, like, my minty, God. Like... I understood how it feels to chew 5 gum. It was extraordinarily cold. My balls puckered, bro.
How did you function the rest of the workday? Because that's like a 30. That would take like 30 minutes. Bro, I think. Doesn't it get cold and then go numb?
And like, it's like icy hot. It goes hot and cold.
And then it numbs out, doesn't it?
Yes. Like... Yes. So I had a numb left nut, a numb left ass cheek. My whole leg was numb. It felt like I was having a stroke. And then the air would hit it, and then I'd get a fucking chilling freeze. Jesus. And then on top of that, when you sweat, it gets hot. So, it's hot outside in Texas, bro. It's fucking 80 degrees, humid as shit, post-rain. Mosquitoes are about the size of a fucking dime, a penny, or a quarter. I don't know. They're fucking huge. And my ass is sweating, and my balls start to go from cold to fire and ice. Them bitches were hot.
Madre de Dios.
Bro, I didn't know whether I wanted to cry, whether I wanted to go in the restroom and just, like, try to wash that shit off. I was miserable for the next 4 hours. I'm not going to lie.
That's horrible. So, yeah, don't do that for anybody who, for anybody looking to, you know, they get a hurt knee or, you know, don't do that.
Don't suck your knee and Biofreeze. And if you do, don't put your pants back on until it dries off.
You just dry it out. Yeah, rub it out.
But here's the thing, dude. I was in pain. I wasn't thinking. And I was like, I need to get my ass back to work. So I just, like, half a fucking aerosol can. And literally my leg was dripping, bro. And my dumb ass was like, I'm going to put my pants back on. Next thing I know, my culo and my huevos were icy cold. The worst part, too, was when I farted, bro. I was scared to fart for like an hour, but I couldn't hold it no more. And I farted and that shit got cold inside my pants so fucking quick. It was horrible. I had the fucking Arctic blast from 5 gum in my pants.
That's rough.
So, yeah, for that, I give myself 10 days of the week.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? You deserve it.
Oh, man, dude, it was fucking horrible. It was horrible. Alright. Oh my God, dude. I'm thinking about it now and my balls are trying to like shrivel up again. It was rough. It was rough. Alright, let's move it on before I re-traumatize myself.
Yeah, you're gonna get a little chilly in your willy.
I have fucking PTSD from it now. Alright, moving on.
Well, it's gonna go...
Bro,
this cold breeze, you're gonna be like, no, not again, no, papa,
no, papa, no, don't blow on it. It's a bit chilly down there.
You're gonna go from name her Jacqueline Frost instead. I should call you Jacqueline Frost.
All right, so next thing, it's Shark Week, motherfuckers. Do you fuck with Shark Week?
I fucks with Shark Week, but I haven't watched Shark Week in a very long time.
Bro, same. I haven't watched Shark Week in
I love shark documentaries.
Years. Yeah? Yeah. I love the attack shark ones. Week. Is that fucked up that I like watching shark attacks?
No. I mean, shark attacks actually happen less often than you think they would. So no, I know. It's cool to talk about them because sometimes they're actually, like, there's, like, sometimes legitimate sharks that have, like, actual taste for human blood. Most of them don't like the taste of blood, believe it or not. Really? Like human blood. They think it's gross. Yeah, that's why they usually will bite, spit it out.
Ah.
I think it's like a seal or something. They'll usually like bite and then be like, yeah. But like, some have developed a taste for it.
Well, I mean, most of the time they bite white people, so they're probably like, oh, my God.
There's also that one who went into like brackish water, and they were in like a lake out in, I don't remember where it was.
Oh, because bull sharks. It was Australia. Bull sharks can like go upstream, right?
Like, yeah, it was like a bull. It was like a bull shark, and it had like killed like two people.
Shit.
In like this pond.
Oh shit! Yeah, those are the only sharks that I think are legit scary. Or well, no, there's bull sharks and then there's megalodons. Even though we don't know.
Oh no, great whites are pretty fucking terrifying.
Great whites are pretty terrifying, but the thought of a fucking megalodon possibly swimming in the ocean is the most terrifying thing.
Mariana's Trench. That's what they talk about.
Yeah, like that shit's fucking scary, bro.
Well, I mean, the teeth are like this big.
I know.
Like,
the size of a fucking school bus.
Audio listeners don't know what I'm talking about, but like they're like half a foot. Like now, well, I would say they're about a foot long.
$5
foot long. But yeah, no. I mean, those are pretty fucking terrifying. Honestly, yeah. Sharks are kind of scary. I mean, great whites. Did you see that one big ass shark they caught in Galveston?
Yes, I did.
It's like
see
a 12-foot shark.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one.
It's huge.
I would love to see what it's like to catch a shark. Like to fish a shark.
They had a little boat.
Yeah, like because when you catch a big fish, like it's a fight to reel that motherfucker in.
Yeah, like, you've been out there with the lewd stuff, right? You've been out to like the deep sea stuff, right?
Well, I've never gone deep sea, but I've been fishing to. And caught some pretty big fish.
I was gonna say, I know Elude likes to go catch red out there, but
yeah. Me and him are supposed to go fishing soon. I don't know if we're gonna do it yet or not.
Should meet my brother. He loves to go fishing.
Yeah. Is he still out this way?
Yeah, he lives out in Tomball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You should hit him up and y'all can go do freshwater stuff.
Hell yeah.
He's chill.
Yeah. I would love to. Anyways, Shark Week. Shark Bait. Hoo ha.
Shark Bait. Ooh,
but yeah, so Shark Week's back. It's a full action on Discovery Channel.
Okay.
And Discovery Channel's getting a little flack for it.
How
just
come?
Just a little bit. Well, let's just say our favorite YouTube star, David Dobrik, aka, I don't know what to call him, but...
David Dobrik?
There's been a lot of shit that's gone up against David Dobrik lately. There's been a lot of shit against him.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of trouble lately. It's really serious, but actually.
Yeah. So, Discovery has been getting backlash because David Dobrik is partaking in Shark Week this week by taking his vlog squad on a shark diving experience and filming it for Discovery Channel. Are you there for it? You gonna watch it?
I mean, I wasn't gonna watch it anyway because I don't have cable.
Same.
So I wasn't gonna watch Shark Week regardless. I don't think I would have changed my mind, if I'm being honest. I really don't give a shit, like...
Yeah, like
the stuff that's really serious, but they're dealing with it, I'm sure, in the background.
Yeah,
and it's getting handled. Like, if he needs to make money, the guy's is a celebrity, right? He has to make money.
Yeah.
So this is the way he does it, and Discovery Channel has done the background checks enough to like know what's going on and still be okay with it. There must be some good positive.
Yeah. You know what though?
Signs.
I give props to Discovery Channel. Simply because they didn't abandon ship when shit started hitting the fan.
Yeah, well, that too.
They wrote it out.
That's an
important
thing. Sometimes, like,
because he's been cleared of a lot of things, like, and he's also like had a legit apology. Sure.
Granted, it took a while for that apology.
He lost a lot of sponsors, but you know, it seems like he's trying to right his wrongs a little bit.
I mean, he has to at this point. He has to.
I mean, yeah, but also like. Kudos to Discovery Channel for not abandoning shit. Because they could have easily been like, nope, he's done. I'm out of here. I don't know him. And wash their hands. But no, they're doubling down.
Which, you know what? Like, you know, props to them for doing that. Yeah. But, I mean, it's a risk for them.
Yeah. It is. But it's going to pay off, dude. A bunch of kids like David Dobrik. That's like 6ix9ine. He has his cult following.
Yeah, and he'll always have a cult follower.
By the way, not wanting to give her some promo, but that chick that I told you is a horrible rapper, but is a rapper, and the only reason, you know, the one I've been telling you about.
I know you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, she's opening for 6ix9ine here in Conroe.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Okay. But
it doesn't make sense. I mean, it does, actually. Their music's kind of similar.
No, it's not. Don't disgrace the god 6ix9ine.
I mean, he's 6ix9ine's definitely probably gonna try to clap her cheeks.
Oh, of course,
100%. Like, they're gonna fuck. Like,
I could see that happening.
Granted, 6ix9ine has been really falling into like irrelevancy lately because nobody's talking about him anymore.
He's been blackballed, bro.
Yeah, like, and nobody talks about him, and like, because nobody's talking about him, he no longer has relevance.
No, he's been blackballed. DJ Academics came out not too long ago on a podcast, and they were talking about that. Mm-hmm. Actually, really fucking interesting what he had to say about all that.
I want to listen to that. Can you link that to me?
I'm gonna send it to you. Yeah, it was interesting. Like, all the shit he talked about. It's a long
Academics podcast. Academics is annoying as hell, but I
can't send him either. But he had some good info. All right, Back to Shark Week, bro. We're talking about sharks.
I love sharks. Sharks. What's your favorite shark? Like, if you had a favorite shark, then you're like, I like this as a shark. Like, this is my favorite shark. Hmm. What would be your favorite shark?
I want to say a great white because they're badass. But also, hammerheads are really unique.
Hammerheads are super cool. Also, like, those, like, sawfish. Like, those sharks, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the ones that have the giant saw.
Uh-huh.
Those sharks. Those are sick. I'm pretty sure it's a shark.
Well, sharks are pretty cool, too.
Sharks are pretty cool, and they're actually sharks.
Yeah, and they swallow everything. They're not spitters.
Saw shark. I'm sorry. Saw sharks are different than sawfish. Oh, but saw sharks do exist as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Tiger sharks are pretty cool. They're like nursing sharks, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say the bull shark, because he's a fucking asshole. Bull sharks are assholes.
Bull sharks are assholes, and they're actually, like...
aggressive as fuck.
Aggressive as hell.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the bull shark. Granted,
bull shark. You know, bull.
Yeah, yeah.
Being an aggressive-ass animal as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the bull shark, just because he's an asshole.
Shit.
What's your favorite shark?
My favorite shark? I would say it's between the hammerhead and then those, like, Icelandic sharks that you find every once in a while that are, like, deep in the water. Okay. You ever seen those, like, those guys? They're, like, they're not the prettiest, but,
like, the ugly-ass sharks with the big-ass jaws?
I'll show you. They live, like, hundreds of years. Okay. They're kind of ugly-looking, but...
Oh, okay.
But they live in, like, the really deep, deep, deep ocean.
Actually, no, I'm lying. Great white. Great white's the most iconic shark, so I'm gonna go with that.
But they're cool. Like, this one, I think it's, like... I think they're sitting at, like, I think the most recent one they find.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, 250 years old.
Oh, shit.
Okay. They're talking about how these could live up to 500 years, potentially.
Damn!
That specific breed of shark.
Okay. Damn. That's fucking long.
That specific species, not breed. Species of shark, yeah, it's up to 500 years. Fuck. Potentially.
Okay.
They don't know because they're so deep in the ocean, they're really hard to find.
Yeah. Like, dude, I've always wanted to go shark diving. Like, go down there with the
Malay suit. Maybe cage diving, but I wouldn't go, like, jumping with a bunch of black
tips. Not cage diving. I watch 47 meters below. I do not trust a cage anymore.
Yeah, but you want to just get in there with the shark then?
Yeah, bro. Give me a Malay suit. Shit, like a chainmail suit. I'll hop in there. I'll pet the shark. I'll be like, you know, nice shark. And then swim back up.
Man, you're gonna piss off one of them, like, tour guides in Mexico. They're just gonna throw chum in the water soon.
No, fuck that, dude. That's why I do not want to get in a cage. Have you not seen 47 meters below?
I've seen 47 meters down.
That movie is fucking terrifying.
It's terrifying, and it's also really sad.
And it pisses me off. Like, I don't want to ruin the ending, even though it's an old movie, but it pisses me the fuck off.
The second movie's not good, but it has to do with the cave.
Yeah, yeah.
Sharknado's fun.
Sharknado. Can't go wrong with Sharknado.
I mean, it's a bad movie. But it's a good bad movie, if that makes sense.
Exactly. It's
supposed to be bad.
Yeah. Alright, one more thing before we get off of Shark Week. Jackass star Poopsies was bitten by a shark during the filming of a stunt in which he was supposed to jump over shark-infested waters on a wakeboard.
You know, one of two scenarios was going to happen there, right? He was either going to, you know, go over and make it, or he was going to fall in and get bitten by a shark.
Uh-huh.
It looks like that's what happened. I don't know what the expectation is. If he would have cleared it.
Yeah, what was actually going to happen?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
But you're in luck.
In two scenarios.
Because I have video.
Oh, yeah. Share it.
I have video.
Jamie, pull that up.
Alright, we're pulling it up.
Jesus.
Let me fast forward it, because I'm trying to get
zoomed up. Jackass Shark Week. But Discovery Channel, they actually did them on Shark Week.
Huh?
They actually put Jackass on Discovery Channel for Shark Week?
Yeah, so they're
I'm assuming it's very tame, though.
Well, no, they're promoting a new movie.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. You ready? Because this gets pretty gnarly pretty quick. Alright. Yeah. So, Poopsies is on a wakeboard being pulled by a jet ski. He's about to jump a ramp, and the water is full of sharks.
Ah, okay. So, shark-infested waters, not, like, a pool full of sharks.
No. Shark-infested waters. Alright? Here we go. Alright, so he hits the ramp, goes airborne, and then wipes out instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, no. So you can see those shit little sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Get in! Get
in! And they instantly go for him as soon as he hits the water.
Multiple.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah.
Get up! Yo, we need a medical bag now!
God damn, how bad did he get bit up?
And then, I don't know how they scared the sharks away, to be honest. But they did. They scared them away and they pulled them out the water.
How bad did he get bit up?
You know what? I don't know. I didn't finish watching the video.
Turn the kit!
What? Transfer right here. Transfer when you're ready.
We're putting a tourniquet on him right now.
Tourniquets
on this. I don't think they ever show how bad it was, to be honest. I think you gotta watch Shark Week to see how bad it actually was.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so during the stunt, he wipes out. I mean, who cleared this at Discovery?
Well, that's my whole thing. It's kind of like, what did you think was going to happen?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, the guy was probably going to wipe out regardless. Did you see that ramp? Like,
I mean, yeah, looking at the video. So, let's paint the picture. They're in the ocean. Actual ocean, not a pool. There's a shitty little, like, 3-4 foot ramp. He's on a wakeboard, and he jumps. Obviously, there's nothing good that's going to come out of it. As soon as he lands on the water, he wipes out.
What the fuck was he thinking?
And the sharks fucking turn on him so fucking quick. It was insane.
And you know what? Sharks are gonna do that. Like, I think that's like they're literally sharks. Like, what do you want them?
Sharks are scary, bro. Sharks are scary.
Dummies. Yeah, fuck yeah. Stupid. Nonetheless, whatever. Pendejos. It's fine.
God damn it.
Yeah. But whatever, it's fine. Like, they do. It's literally jackass.
They're professional stuntmen. I don't know, yeah. Dude.
I don't know about professional stuntmen.
I want to see.
Professional stuntmen would have got bit by a shark, but.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that's pretty wild. All right, you ready to move on? I'm done with
Shark. Yeah, let's do it.
That shit terrifies me just thinking about getting bit by a shark. All right, let's move on to Banff of the Week. Kyle, will you do us the honors of reading the Banff of the Week?
Yeah, next up we have Banff of the Week. Just like Mondeo of the Week, the Banff of the Week is also driven by our own research along with listener suggestions as we look for the biggest badass of the week. If you have someone you think should be our Banff of the Week, feel free to send us your suggestions on Twitter using the hashtag BAMF and tagging us on it at TheWeeklyDPod, at Danny_G951, and at It's That Guy Kyle.
Boom, perfectly read. Thank God I have a co-host I can read.
You're welcome, Papi Chulo.
All right.
Don't tell Noelle I said that.
She might get jealous, bro.
She gonna get jealous.
She might get jealous.
She's like, "Want you, Papi Muneño?"
She doesn't understand the love of co-host has for another co-host.
Papi Muneño. All
right. So our first Banff of the Week is billionaire Richard Branson. He successfully flew in his Virgin Galactic space plane to the edge of space.
It's fucking sick. Yeah, it's
that
cool.
That is badass. Like, he went up and came down.
Yeah, Virgin Galactic's doing some pretty cool things in terms of, like, public space travel
yeah.
for people. Like, they're really making moves.
I think it's gonna be really dope. But our you know, the homie Jeff Bezos, you know, he's our homie, we know him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeffrey Bezos. He
threw some shade at Virgin Galactic and Richard Branson. He's like, man, our planes at or whatever company he has actually go to space. Yours just went to the edge.
So Elon Musk was happy about it. He was like,
he bought a ticket.
He was there, yeah.
Yeah, he bought a ticket to ride the plane whenever they opened it to the public.
Yeah, pretty cool. I really hope none of them all died. Like, one.
Bro, why would you say that? Why would you say that? Better knock out some wood.
I'm just saying. Like, Kyle, I mean,
I'm going to tell you right now. You better go knock on some wood, and that shit better not happen, because you said it on the Weekly Deep podcast, and I can't have that kind of heat come after us.
Does cardboard or paper count as wood?
No.
All right, I have some wood up here.
We can't have that bad juju against the podcast. You know how many people don't like us already?
I know, like, three. Technically, I only know one. But
God, no.
But I'm sure there's more. I'm sure there's that one person from high school who is, like, really excited to listen to us and hate everything about this podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more than one person. I'm sure of that. For sure. That knows us, personally. All right.
Who doesn't want to say anything about it?
Yeah. I have another battle of the week. I know you're not huge into UFC. You're more of a boxing fan. But I got to give it to UFC lightweight Dustin Poirier for defeating Conor McGregor to achieve his 20th UFC fight victory.
Like, what happened to Conor's leg? I missed the fight. I didn't get to see it. But.
All right. Hold on. He won his 20th UFC fight. At lightweight, which makes him, I fucked this up when I wrote it.
Right, you're doing fine.
So he won his 20th UFC fight, which makes him the most winningest fighter in the lightweight division of the UFC.
Okay, I still don't think that was right.
I don't either. But and on top of that, he also won the trilogy between him and McGregor. So, crazy thing. So, I've watched a lot of videos. I've been trying to figure out where shit went south. Okay? It happens to be that about 15 seconds before Conor McGregor broke his ankle, he broke his ankle. Like, before it actually snapped, what happened was he threw a front kick and Dustin Poirier blocked it with his elbow. And in slow motion, you actually see his fucking ankle snap.
Oh, before it even, like, but, registered that it was broken?
So it was broken, and he stepped down, and he was fine, because he stepped down straight, right? Mm-hmm. But then he went to go throw a punch, and then move and pivot out the way. And in his pivot, his ankle just gave out. And mm-hmm. snapped at half, like, snapped right at the ankle. Like, clean break.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it.
What did it look like? Was it pretty brutal? Was it just...
It was pretty gnarly. Because he fell back on it. It wasn't like a...
Which probably caused more surgery.
More damage, yeah. But he went through surgery. Funniest thing, though, was, like, you gotta give McGregor props. Because he instantly tried to sell the fight as soon as he lost. Like, the next fight. As soon as he went down, he started talking shit to Dustin Poirier.
Do you even think, though, after another surgery, that Conor's going to be at any point
able to
withstand hits like that in the UFC? Like, I mean, that's just.
Like, honestly, it really brings up the question, right? Is he done or not? Because.
I mean, he can talk all he wants, but, like, if that knee, like, with multiple surgeries, it's never going to be. Like, so the thing is, like, right? These, like, your hands, like, right on your wrists, mm-hmm. and your ankles are really, really sensitive parts of your body with a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
And so when you, like, mess up something like your ankle, it doesn't really necessarily fully heal. Like,
no, yeah, because your nerves, your tendons, all that shit gets damaged.
So you get, like, chronic pain, things like that. Yeah. Like, I think he's done. I don't personally. I mean, he may fight again. Like, he's stubborn as a mule, but he won't fight the same way.
Here's my thing. He hasn't fought the same way in a long time. Like, ever since he fought Mayweather and made all that money. I mean, he's on a 3-fight losing streak. And Dana White said before this fight that this might be his last fight if he didn't win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does raise the question, is McGregor done? Or is he going to come back with the fire? Because, honestly, Like, no bullshit. Here's a picture of his ankle. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So,
oh my god.
So it was pretty gnarly. Pretty gnarly. It was a gnar for sure. But But honestly, like, I saw something different in McGregor where he genuinely hates Dustin Poirier. And the fact that he lost in the first round, you know, towards the end of the round, he was legitimately pissed. Like, I saw the fire in him that he used to have when I first started seeing him when he was a fucking broke-ass plumber trying to make something of himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, it makes me wonder if he will try to come back and come back with a vengeance. Yeah, because...
Specifically for Dustin, I mean, again, he won't fight another... You don't think he'll fight another card outside of Dustin Poirier?
I think he wants Poirier. The thing is, will Poirier give him the fight? That's the question. And also, will Dana want to fucking put him on another card? He's lost 3 fights in a row, I think.
I mean, see, the thing is now, though, like, even if Dana White doesn't want to do it again, like...
Does he have to? That's the thing.
They can run it on a different, like...
Promotion,
yeah. Dazen is becoming a huge, like, fighting, like...
Yeah, but here's the thing. McGregor is the UFC's cash cows, though. Like, so many people still love him. Here's the thing. The fact that he tried to sell it instantly as this wasn't a loss, it was a, you know, technicality. Like, there's people that want to see the next fight. There's people
I'd be okay with seeing the next fight. I just don't think that, like...
I think if they do a 5-round saga, I think McGregor fucks him up. I think so. If he can stay hungry. If he can stay hungry. Because that's the thing, like, I saw the fire in him this last fight that I hadn't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. And the fact that even after the fight, he was talking shit and trying to get in his head still. Like, that makes me think that he has the potential to come back. The thing is, can he recover from the ankle injury? And can he keep that fire? Because he might have been doing it as a self-defense thing for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, he's trying to act tough and trying to do this and that and talk shit until the next fight. But he might be broken. I mean, to a fighter, when you lose a fight like that, and you've lost 2 other fights in a row, like, it fucks with your head.
He might be. I think he might be done. But he's also stubborn.
I mean, he's filthy fucking rich, though.
He's also stubborn as hell.
He has no need to fight anymore. It's more of a legacy thing now. No,
but he likes it. He likes the people. He likes getting in there and winning, right? Like, he loves to talk shit. He loves to be a shit talker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in his nature.
But the thing is, he hasn't backed it up anymore.
That's the thing. He hasn't been able to, yeah. And honestly, like, with the way that he's been fighting, even in the especially in the boxing ring,
mm-hmm.
I think Jake Paul would have had him on a silver plate.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Jake Paul's next fight, to be honest. Because Tyrone Woodley has been on decline, and I don't like Tyrone Woodley, so I'd be down to
watch him get
knocked the fuck out. Yep.
Ooh, Southern Brunch.
Southern Brunch brought to you by Southern Star.
Star Brewing Company.
Greatest beer on earth. That's all I gotta say.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, who else can successfully can a mimosa? Alright, so moving on, since we got our band for the week, congratulations to Dustin Poirier. He snapped McGregor's ankle.
I mean, how many people could say that?
I mean, he won. He won a trilogy against them. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. So next topic. I don't know how to get in this one. Like, this one hit a special spot in my heart. It pulled some heartstrings, but let's talk about it. So there's this movie on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. Screenplay was written by the GOAT, Lin-Manuel Miranda, if you don't know who that is, that's the guy who wrote Hamilton and starred in Hamilton. I love his style of writing, like, plays, especially the music, because he mixes a little bit of flair with a little bit of rap, with a little bit of singing, and, like, his newest movie, In the Heights, his debut movie, because I'm pretty sure it's his debut movie, is fucking amazing, especially if you're Latino. If you're Hispanic, if you're an immigrant, if you're a lot of things, like, it is such a beautiful movie. It made me so proud watching it, like, just to say, it made me so proud to see it, that a playwriter was able to write such an amazing movie. Like, the songs were on point. I love that he included that Latin flair. You know, most of the songs had salsa, hip-hop, reggaeton. Like, it was beautifully made. The songs were perfect. They hit home. There's one song on there that really fucking tugs at the heartstrings, especially with all the visuals. We'll talk about it a little bit more in a bit. The choreography was fire. Like, just the fact that it made me feel proud to be fucking Latino, bro. Like, it made me so proud to see this movie and be like, that was our people's. Like, our people made that movie. Our people did this. And I hate to say it, but I feel like it didn't get enough promotion. It came out kind of towards the end of COVID. And I feel like it hasn't gotten the love it deserves, to be honest.
Well, you know, it actually got a lot of hate from a lot of the Hispanic community, too.
Yeah.
Not Hispanic community, but the Latino community as a whole, because there was an issue with blind casting. And there are people that didn't think that, like, darker Hispanics got any representation in Afro-Latinos.
What? They did, though.
That is a real thing that they had. They said, you know, Dominicans, not all Dominicans look like, you know, Anthony Ramos and Lin-Manuel Miranda. You know, they said, and they didn't feel like it was presented that way. Like, well, it should have been. But if you want blind casting, you're going to get blind casting. So it's not always the case. It doesn't matter on the color of your skin. It's the, you know, content of, like, what you can bring to the table. And if there was somebody that wasn't able to do it and somebody else was, then...
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about it this way. Like, it has to fit the movie. Even if he's not the dark, like, the main character's Dominican and he's not very dark. Like, he's still Dominican, I believe.
I think he is. Anthony Ramos.
Yeah.
Is he a Dominican or Puerto Rican? I don't remember.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I felt like it was beautifully made. They had Afro-Latinos
in it. I also think it was beautifully made.
They had Afro-Latinos in it. They had that abuelita, which was... Fuck, dude, she was so perfectly casted, man.
Yeah.
Like, so perfectly fucking casted. You know, Sunny was perfectly casted. Like, it was... I thought it was perfectly casted. Like, all in all, the movie made sense. The people had the vocals. Like, they sold the movie. I thought it was a great movie.
I thought it was good. I would watch if they did a playwright of it, too, because I know they do have one.
It is a play.
It was actually one of Lin-Manuel's originals before Hamilton. So I would love to see it on Broadway.
Yeah, I would, too.
That would be really, really nice to see that one on. But I know it's pretty different in certain ways that are different from the movie, and we can talk about it after, but I don't want to spoil anything movie-related, because if you haven't seen In the Heights, I would like and I would like you to see it.
Yeah, I worth watching. definitely. Like I said, I don't feel like it got enough love, like the love it deserved, because it was to me, in my eyes, it was a beautiful fucking masterpiece that really, like, that Barrio song they sing towards the end of the movie, where they have all the nationalities and stuff, like, linking up, like, it just, oh my god, dude, that tugged on some heartstrings, because I was like, fuck, man, like, I wish I had that, like, here, right? Because when I grew up in California, like, it was like that. Like, where we lived in the barrio we lived in, like, there was people from all walks of life that were there, Hispanics. And it was a beautiful time. Like, we knew a Salvadoran lady that made fucking delicious pupusas. We had my mom that she made delicious tacos. We had the judo lady, the lady that used to sell us Kool-Aid frozen in a bag, like... I grew up with that shit, and it made me miss being a child again. Like, I don't know. It pulled on so many heartstrings. It brought back so many memories as a kid.
We have that diverseness here in Kentucky, believe it or not, when it comes to the Latino community. Like, there is a lot of Puerto Ricans. There's Dominicans, Cubans, Mexicans. Like, there's a lot. Like, South American, like Chilean, things like that, Argentinian. Like, there's a ton of different, you know, stuff. Like, whereas where we came from, me and you, like, in terms of, like, you came from California, right, but you moved to Texas and we lived in the same area, it was pretty much only Salvadorians and Mexicans.
Yeah, and Tex-Mex.
That was it.
Yeah.
And then you get the Tejanos, so Tejanos. Yeah. Me being one of those Tejanos.
Yeah, so it wasn't as diverse. Like, I missed that diversity. Although, you know, it's slowly becoming more diverse around here. Because I have Puerto Rican friends, I have Dominican friends, I have Venezuelan friends now.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I will say, some of the, but even then, like, some of the friends that we have that came from, like, those cultures mm-hmm. got Mexicanified, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they got yeah. really thrown into the culture because that's all they had, like, growing up, like, so they kind of, like, are part of the culture yeah. of, like, the, like, Texas Mexican culture, uh-huh. even though they're, like, Salvadorian or they're, like, Puerto Rican, like.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. it's, I don't know, sometimes I feel like they're there, but, like, they get, like.
Lost in transition.
They lose a little bit of it, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. that culture.
Yeah.
That makes them unique.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's fine. Yeah. I'm literally like half white, so.
Yeah, a little bit
like,
of everything.
The majority of my culture is like all over the place. Like, and you, but American.
That's all good, bro.
I mean, technically, white Hispanics are also considered white most places. Yeah, white, Hispanic. White Native American, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, In the Heights, definitely recommend watching the movie.
100%.
I give it a 5 out of 5.
You know, I'd give it a 4.5 out of 5.
4.5 out of 5? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I give it a 5 out of 5 because I watched it twice and I cried at the same exact spot.
You probably continued to cry throughout the remainder of the movie like I did, right?
Yeah, yeah. So,
little pieces here and there.
Yeah, so this movie fucked me up on an emotional level that I haven't been fucked up.
Paciencia y fe.
Paciencia y fe, bro. That's all I gotta
Patience
say.
And faith.
Fuck, man, that movie's so good. I'm gonna watch it again tonight and just cry a little bit.
So good.
But yeah,
I feel like crying today.
But also, since we're on the Hispanic topic and In the Heights is such a great movie and it shows a lot of diversity and whatnot, I figured we can just ask everyone that listens to pray for Cuba, pray for South America. And all those countries right now that are fighting the communism, the irrational governments that are sending their military on their own people, on their own protesters.
Yeah.
So yeah, pray for Cuba and South America.
All right, shall we?
Let's go into the next thing before I get sad again.
All right, yeah. So our next segment and actual final segment of the night is Keep It or Eat It. So Keep It or Eat It actually today is going to be sponsored by our sponsor, Balsy Brand. Fuck, I fucked up. Balsy is a... All right, restart. Just cut this part, okay?
All right, let's cut it.
All right, next up we have Keep It or Eat It. This Keep It or Eat It episode is brought to you by Balsy Brand. Balsy is a men's grooming and wellness brand bringing the most essential products to keep your junk clean and smelling good. Starting with their powerful yet gentle ball wash, which is formulated with activated charcoal and pH balance to keep your junk feeling fresh and clean. Get you some ball wash or their ultimate ball care box, the Sack Pack, today that includes their ball wash, nut rub, solid cologne, and their wonderful nut spray that keeps your balls smelling green in between heavy activity. And chafe-free, by that matter. So if you want great-smelling balls, get you some Ballsy. And you can actually do that by going to theballwash.com using the code TWD15 at checkout for 15% off. Hey, Ballsy Brand. Got your sack.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, I'm going to tell y'all straight up. I work outdoors. I'm a mechanic. Like y'all heard, I had a sweat accident today with fucking biofreeze. But to be honest, Ballsy, they sell this thing called the liquid powder. Okay? Hear me out, because this is gonna be good information for anyone, for any guy with thick thighs, because it's a thick boy summer, it's a fat daddy summer. Y'all know this. Get you some of that liquid powder if you chafe. Rub that shit in between your thighs, along your ass crack, all over your balls. I'm telling you as a friend, as someone you listen to every week, get you that shit, rub it all over the place. And thank me later. Their liquid powder does wonders. It keeps you chafe-free, and it keeps your balls cool, fresh, and smelling clean. And honestly, ladies, if you're tired of your dude's balls smelling like fucking musty-ass swamp balls, get him some of that nut spray. Spray him a couple times. Tell him. Get it for your man, your husband, your homeboy, and get it as a fucking gag gift if you want. Get everyone on Ballsy Brand, because it is the greatest shit on earth. I subscribe. I use our discount code because I like a great deal, and 15% off of of some ball wash and some nut rub sounds great to me. Ballsy brand, don't sleep on them. Get rid of your swamp balls. Keep your sack clean. Trust me on it. You'll thank me later. All right. Dude, I'm really happy with Ballsy brand. I'm not gonna lie. I've been testing their products. I've bought some product. I've actually rebought the pack they sent me.
I'm buying the sack pack once I get paid.
Get you the sack pack and get you the liquid powder. Like I said, thank me later. And actually, now they have a new product. I don't remember the name of it, but it is, in case you chafe, you buy this cream that they have, and it's made with aloe vera and like it's pH balanced as well, and it keeps. It helps soothe and heal chafing. So, yeah. Ballsy brand. Trust me. I know it sounds funny. You're going to think, why the fuck am I buying ball wash? Trust me. Ballsy, ball wash, nut rub, sack spray. They're all keeps for me. Boom. All right, let's get into it. Keep it or you do. Where are we taking? Did you freeze?
Oh. My bad. No. Keep Eat is where we take you suggestions on just about anything and take a vote on whether it's cool enough to keep or whether we should trash the suggestion and eat it into outer space. You can send us your Keep It or Eat suggestion by tweeting us at @TheWeeklyPod, @Danny_G951, and @ThatGuyKyle using the hashtag KOY. Sorry, my brain is just fucking fried.
Brain fart.
I went to bed at like 2 a.m. yesterday.
God damn it, Kyle. Why would you do that to yourself?
Why do I do anything to myself?
All right.
I'm an idiot.
All right, let's finish off strong then. Let's finish this strong.
Okay.
Our first Keep It or Eat It, brought to you by Ballsy Brand, is the fact that Sha'Carri Richardson is left off the U.S. Olympic team after testing positive for marijuana. So, I don't know if you know who Sha'Carri is.
She's actually a pretty prominent, like, track runner, right?
Fucking the female version of Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like, her last race, I mean, was amazing. She came from behind on the relay race and ended up winning the 100. Very, very prominent. Had all eyes on her. Everyone was celebrating her victories and were excited that she was going to the Olympics. But she popped positive for marijuana.
So I feel two types of ways about this, right? And that's what makes me hard on my actual decision.
Uh-huh.
Because, for one, I don't have any issues with marijuana. I think marijuana should be legal federally at this point, and I don't really have any issues with that.
Can I interrupt real quick? The state she lives in, it's 100% legal for recreational use.
Sure. Yep. 100%. However, the thing that comes with it, right? And it's an issue that faces a lot of people in other places, is according to the rules, and when it comes to the U.S. Olympics, it is still considered a substance that you're not allowed to use, whether legal or not in the place you live, right? In other places in Europe and stuff like that, it's completely recreationally illegal at their federal level, right? And they're still not allowed to use it when performing and participating in these sports and events. She knew that going in. With that being said, like, do I think that she should have been kicked off? No. But she also has to follow the rules just like everyone else. Like, it's the same shit that happened to Lance Armstrong. Not Lance Armstrong. Michael Phelps back in the day. Same situation happened to him.
Can I interject here?
Michael
Phelps was able to compete in the Olympics and won a buttload of medals. Even though
he got in trouble, though, but they didn't find out until after.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They found out after they retested him. But yeah. A little bit different of a scenario, I guess. But regardless, I would yeet this situation because I think it's stupid. And I don't think it should be a conversation in the first place. But like I said, rules are rules. You don't follow the rules, like, you have to be able to accept the punishments that you're given, especially at a global level. Yeah. That just kind of is what it is.
Yeah, and I mean, it's unfortunate, right? But it also, like, it raises the question, right? Is she the best athlete? Because honestly, being an Olympic athlete is more than just performing, right? Like, you can be the greatest at one thing, but you gotta be able to do it within the guidelines. Like, you
can't do it with the guidelines, like...
Yeah. Like, there's a reason why there's guidelines. There's a reason why those are rules. I mean, marijuana's not accepted in a bunch of different countries around the world. It's not a global thing. It's not even a complete U.S. thing, because it's not legal in every state of the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Most states, it's still not.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, I know she was going through stuff. Like, there's been stories there. Her mom, her sister was going through some shit. She had family issues. I understand that. But there's rules. And you're on the grandest stage of them all. Like, you're representing the country.
There's also an issue with trying to utilize a substance to go through trauma when dealing with trauma. Like, it's the same thing with drinking alcohol. You shouldn't immediately revert to that.
No, but, yeah. But, I mean, honestly, I think weed's a lot safer than...
No, but I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, like, in a sense, like, to me, going through something, like, traumatic doesn't mean
wanting to
go and deal with the substance, right? Whether it be drinking alcohol, you know, smoking marijuana. I mean,
sometimes you gotta
even something as light as, you know, taking an extra Advil. Like, I still don't think, something as light as that, I think you need to be kind of like...
I don't think it's just a substance thing, right? Because a sex addict... was gonna want to jerk off or go fuck if they're dealing with shit. You know, alcoholics gonna want to drink beer, and like a druggie is gonna want drugs. I don't think it's that. I think maybe, you know, maybe the U.S. team should have thought about getting their therapy. You know, if they knew that she was going through some tough shit. I mean, hey, if you see that this girl's prominent and you're putting all this money towards her, why not make sure her mental health is okay?
Agreed.
But like you said,
that's neither here nor there.
I think the rules stupid as shit. I think it's kind of unfair that she can't race, but rules are rules. And because I think the rule is stupid as fuck, I'm gonna eat it. But rules are rules.
And they've also been told about all these rules, and they have to. You
know, yeah, it's not a surprise.
It wasn't something that caught her by surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
So exactly. That's just my piece.
Yeah, okay, that was a good couple, man. See, this is why I put the hard-hitting questions in here.
That's a good question because, like I said, I feel like there's two separate ways about it, but...
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty about Keep It or Eat It, right? It doesn't always have to be funny. It could be serious. Yeah. All right, cool. Next one. Let's have a little bit of fun here. A sealed copy of Super Mario 64 sells for $1.5 million in auction.
And that's sealed in box?
Sealed in box,
baby. Like, fully sealed, like, has never been opened?
Yeah.
Because I got Super Mario 64 in my, like, thing right now. I could
sell that.
How much is it worth, you know, just out of the box of it?
You know what I was thinking? Uh-huh. How fucking miserable of a kid were you that you never opened Super Mario 64?
So,
did you get the game but not the system?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Super Mario 64 was one of the funniest, most iconic games ever. Unless you were an old fart. Where I would understand you're not opening it, you bought it as a collectible. But come on, bro. Super Mario 64? You could grab the fucking penguins and throw them off the ledge.
Well, you've heard stories about, like, Toys R Us and places like that. Like, they just, back in the 90s, fell under one of those, like, things.
Mm-hmm.
And they find them cleaning up, you know, Toys R Us's as they were cleaning. They were finding just boxes, like, that had gotten kicked under and been there since, like, the 90s.
To have places like that.
Yeah, I mean, they did that, even Pokemon cards, like, you can find, like, they went through, like, Target or something like that. Like,
super rare, open package.
And they found the unopened, like, you know, yellows, and like, the green, blue, like, the original first-gen packages. Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's like finding a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
But Super Mario 64, bro?
$1.5
million. $1.5
million. It's a lot of money.
But how do you go so long without opening the fucking game? Like, I know your boys were telling you, dude, this game is fucking fire.
They must have, like, bought two copies and just had one
as a collectible, right?
Just in case.
I think I don't think as a kid I would have been able to hold on to Super Mario 64.
No way. I literally had to. I had at one point I had been given two copies of Super Mario Kart recently when I was 21.
Oh, really?
I got it from my friend Adam. And I sold one of them.
Nice. So are we keeping or eating? I'll
keep it. I think it's fucking cool.
It's cool, but the fact that nobody opened it, I kind of want to eat it. But I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it because it made some racks for someone, and they deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Honestly, if you were able to keep your Super Mario 64 sealed for that long, you deserve the $1.5 million. Kudos to you, sir. Or ma'am. Whoever sold it. Alright, next, keep it or eat it. Public space flight coming off the Virgin Galactic space.
I'm going to keep it. I think it's awesome. I think it's a step in the right direction.
I'm so fucking excited, bro. Like, I'm not going to hop on the first, like, 20 of them.
No.
One, because I don't got money for it, and two, I don't want to die.
I got the money.
But after I see a couple of them crash, and I feel comfortable that they don't crash all the time, I am so down.
Yeah.
I am so fucking down.
That's an easy one. Like, that's keep. 100%.
Yeah. Although I think I might need to lose some weight because I might be too fat for the space plate.
I think I'm sure you're fine, Dan.
I don't know, dude. I didn't fit in the big boy seats at space. It's the fucking
Fiesta Texas
at one time. Yeah, I almost died on Superman.
Great ride too.
Such a great ride. The fact that I almost took my life made it even better. I'm not gonna lie. But
through the mountains, just slam into a rock. Way off.
Yeah, that would have been a way to go, you know, because I would have felt like I'm flying like Superman, just
right into one of those little like bluffs.
Yeah, I'd be pissed if I didn't die. To be honest, if I flew off and like broke my face and survived, I'd be so mad. Anyways, before it gets too dark, let's move on to the next thing. Fortnite is making a LeBron James Space Jam skin. Are we keeping it or are we eating it?
I'll keep it. I don't play Fortnite, but like I know a lot of kids and friends of mine that love Fortnite, and if that's something they want, fuck, cool, to go for it. I don't really see it like a need for it, but if that's what they want, and, you know,
right,
LeBron for a lot of people in this generation is their Michael Jordan, right?
Fuck LeBron. With that being said, I'm gonna eat it. I don't like LeBron or Space Jam. I'm gonna watch the new Space Jam. I'm gonna watch the new Space Jam just because of Space Jam, but I'm still mad that they cheated Lola Bunny. Her lips.
Made her not a thickie.
She's not a thickie no more. So I'm gonna eat anything related to Space
Jam. I want nothing.
Although I do like the fact that Zendaya is voicing her.
I also like the fact that it's in like the Hanna-Barbera universe. In like there's like Jabberjaw and like King Kong and Iron Giant and all kinds of other shit. It's not Hanna-Barbera. It's like a whole like Toon universe.
Oh, that might okay.
Jabberjaw.
I mean, Scooby-Doo. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. I'm not gonna lie. Especially when it pops up on HBO Max, I'm definitely watching that whole for free.
That's pretty neat looking.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have a grumpy, slouchy face the whole time. I'm like, fuck this movie.
Because fuck LeBron.
I'm like, why is she not thick?
Okay, I'm not gonna judge,
bro. I'm saying, you know, some people their first crush as a kid was Ariel. Mine was Ariel, Lola Bunny, and the chick from Roger Rabbit. Who from Roger Rabbit?
I was gonna say
Jessica Rabbit. There we go.
Jessica Rabbit. Yeah, yeah.
Them cheeks.
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit for sure.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Jessica Rabbit, keep!
for sure. You horny bastard.
Bro. Never mind. Let's move on.
Noella, you better get him in check.
Chill, bro. She doesn't listen to the podcast all the time, but I have a feeling that the one episode I don't need her to listen to will be this one.
Like Jessica. She's like, oh, you like Jessica Rabbit, huh?
Oh, really? And see me come back with a black eye and a broken glasses.
Right. Anyways, last one, Fear Street. So the R.L. Stine books, the adult versions of these R.L. Stine books, everyone knows R.L. Stine for Goosebumps, but Fear Street was also a pretty popular set of novels that take place in more of a teen to adult segment. They did release, and it's actually really cool the way they're releasing them. Originally, they were supposed to be released a month apart, each movie. During the summer. Now they're going to be released a week apart via Netflix. Part one and part two have already come out this week. As of, you'll be listening to this on Thursday. So this week will be the third part, which they've gone from 1994 to 1978 for part two. And then this last one's going to be 1666.
Sweet.
Have you seen it yet?
Are they short movies?
They're an hour and a half each.
Oh, okay. I have not.
They're
seen
movies,
it
like they're full-length films.
So I saw in the group chat that you were talking about Fear Street with the boys, but yeah. I didn't know what Fear Street was. And I really didn't look into it much. But now that it's you like, said it's R.L. Stine, and that was the person that wrote Goosebumps, and this is the adult version of Goosebumps, I am very interested.
Once we finish the podcast, I'll show you a clip of like their trailer.
Okay.
And then we'll go to bed.
Okay, That's late for some of us.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. The first two movies were good. Personally, I like part two better than I like part one, but that's all up to opinion. Okay. But when you get done with it, once you can even wait till Friday and watch all three of them if you want to in order.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a fun date night.
Okay.
But yeah.
Ben, that's it. I'm going to keep it then because you sparked my interest.
Yeah, you should check it out. I'll show you a clip after the.
Okay. Well.
Anyways.
I guess that was it, right? Man. I guess that was it. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. If you like what you heard, please give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review on Apple iTunes. Give us a thumbs up on Spotify and like us on any other streaming service you listen to. Also, please tell your friends, your mom, your sister, your uncle, your dad, your grandpa, your grandma about us because word of mouth is the best way to grow. Once again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you to our sponsors, Ball Z Brand, who make the greatest ball wash products in the world. All right, this was a great podcast. You can follow us at the Weekly Depod on all social medias. You can follow Kyle at It's That Guy Kyle on all social medias. You can follow me at Danny_G951 on all social medias and Xbox Live. Look out for all Paper Plate Media podcast. We have Accidental Chaos dropping new episodes every Wednesday. Also, shout out to our big bros at Pass the Gravy and Pass the Gravy Network. Look them up. They have great podcasts. They also drop on Wednesdays, and they literally have a full week of shit dropping every fucking week, and it's a great time. Again, thank you guys for listening. My name's Danny G, and we're out this bitch.
Peace. Later, dudes.